Today we're going to be talking about how to protect your energy and stop absorbing the negative emotions of other people. The single most challenging thing for pretty much every empath and highly sensitive person is the fact that we absorb other people's negative feelings and even their problems or physical symptoms. Our empathic nature makes us feel their feelings deeply, and our kindness makes us want to help, but this often leaves us feeling exhausted, drained, and resentful of others, and maybe even tired of our empathic gifts and abilities. So how can you protect yourself and your energy to stop taking on other people's stuff while remaining connected to your empathic gifts? How can you recharge after, and how can you protect yourself in the first place? Well, there are 6 simple steps that will help you do just that. In this video, I'm going to talk about what these 6 steps are, and you can also find the exact step-by-step process in my free guide that is linked in the description of this video. So let's get into it. Step 1 is figuring out what's yours and what's someone else's. Figuring out how to tell the difference between which feelings and problems are yours and which ones are coming from someone else. This is the power of discernment. As an empath, it can be really hard to tell the difference because we feel so much that our emotions are often enmeshed with the feelings of others, meaning that there's not clear boundaries. But here are some telltale signs that what you are feeling is yours versus someone else's. When it's your feelings, you tend to feel these emotions coming on, or you can at least pinpoint the reason for why you maybe feel that way. Maybe the feelings have been building up slowly or quickly in you, and maybe even though you feel bad, you get the sense that what you're feeling belongs to you. Trust your intuition. When it's other people's feelings, you might get an overwhelming sense of emotions all of a sudden that don't make any sense to you. You don't know why you're feeling angry or sad. Maybe these emotions come on really quickly and seemingly out of nowhere. Or maybe you were recently in contact with someone who was feeling that way, or you feel just emotionally off and that there's something wrong and you don't know why. You get the sense that the feelings don't belong to you. Again, trust your intuition. So the second step then is understanding where this comes from. This is the self-compassion and deeper understanding piece that is so important. So now that you can tell the difference between what's yours and what's someone else's, you need to know what to do with other people's stuff. So the thing that will protect you is healthy boundaries. This is the most important thing for empaths to learn, but also the most challenging, and for good reason, because in childhood, empaths experienced having one or both caregivers who were unpredictable. Sometimes happy and loving, sometimes unhappy and not available or unloving. And because of this, we developed our empathy so deeply to help us to survive, to help us to cope with the instability, because the better that we got at tuning into our caregivers' feelings and helping them feel better, then the more love we were able to get. So boundaries are still really hard for us as adults, because when others around us feel negative emotions, we feel that as a threat to our safety. So in order for us to feel better, then we think we have to make them feel better. This happens because our feelings, like I've said, tend to be tangled up with the feelings of others. So that's why step 1, discerning what's yours and what's not yours, is so important. And this is the next key step. So setting healthy boundaries to protect yourself and self-soothing when someone else around you is feeling negative emotions. So step 3, not taking on other people's stuff. The best way that you can protect yourself from taking on other people's stuff is with healthy boundaries. So why are boundaries so hard for empaths? We already talked about it a little bit, but so many empaths struggle when it comes to boundaries because we feel responsible for other people's feelings. And we feel guilty and bad when we try to hold boundaries with people. And this is even harder when it comes to people who try to make us feel bad or guilty for having boundaries. But remember, it's your job to set the boundaries, to follow through on the boundaries and not give in because you feel bad, and to self-soothe, to remind yourself that it's not your job to fix other people and to self-soothe. So understanding this will make it easier to set boundaries. And know that oftentimes acting out of love and acting out of what is in the best interest for the other person is actually to follow through on the boundary and trusting that they're an adult, they're able to manage their own feelings and realize that them having to face the positive or negative consequences of their actions, that's actually what is best for them because that is what is going to enable them to grow and to heal instead of enabling them to stay small and to stay the same. So step four, actually setting the boundaries to protect yourself. The best way that you can protect yourself as an empath is to have healthy boundaries. And this needs to happen either physically, energetically, or both. So physical boundaries are your own rules for what you will and will not accept and allow into your life. This can include things like how you do and do not want to be treated, who you are willing to spend time with or not, who has access to you and in what ways, what you will help others with and what you can't help others with, because you have to put yourself first so you won't be drained. Boundaries are not about telling someone else what they can and can't do or controlling someone else. It's about making an agreement with yourself on what you will and will not accept and following through. Sometimes you will need to communicate your boundaries with others and sometimes you won't. So here's what that might look like. Setting a boundary with yourself looks like telling yourself that the next time someone does something that is against one of your boundaries, you are going to leave the room, leave the relationship, or do something else to protect yourself. Setting a boundary with someone else sounds like communicating the boundary directly with them and following through on the boundary. So this brings me to the idea of what is a boundary? What is a complete boundary? First, we're communicating how something makes us feel, then what we need, and then what we will do if that boundary is violated. So, for example, I have a boundary that says I don't like when other people yell at me. So if somebody else were to do that and I needed to communicate that to them, I could tell them, you know, when you yell at me, it makes me feel disrespected. I need you to speak with me calmly. Otherwise, I'm going to need to leave this conversation. And that is an example of a full boundary because I'm telling them what's up, what I need, and what my the kind of that third piece, the what, the or what is kind of where the boundary really finds its strength, because that is where you're really holding your power in. This is the standard that I set for myself, and this is what I will do to maintain that standard. So it's not about threatening or controlling someone else. It's really about getting clear for yourself and deciding if you need to communicate that to someone else or not, and just hold it for yourself. Step five, protecting your energy. Empaths are very sensitive to energy, especially the energy around other people's negative emotions. So while physical boundaries help you navigate your physical world in that example that we just talked about, energetic boundaries help to let us be protected from absorbing other people's energy. So here's a simple yet really powerful practice that you can do as often as you need to protect your energy. I often do this before leaving my house or when I'm around someone that I can't get away from who's making me feel maybe uncomfortable. So this is the empath energy protection practice. First, close your eyes and take a deep breath and visualize a bubble around you. Think about how close is the bubble to your body. Maybe it's a few inches or a foot. What color is the bubble? Visualize this bubble fully wrapping around your entire body and protecting you from absorbing anyone else's energy. As you focus on your bubble, take a deep breath and imagine yourself traveling through, collecting all the energy in your body that has come from other people, and with a forceful exhale, push all that energy that you want to release out of your protection bubble. We're just pushing it right out. So inhaling to kind of collect all of this energy, exhaling with force to clear it out of our system, out away from your bubble, away from your energy field. Now, after you feel complete in that, you can tune back into just feeling and sensing your bubble around you and know that you can call on this visualization practice anytime, as often as you need. And this is wonderful for protecting your energy, setting that intention before you go somewhere, or just releasing it and replenishing yourself, kind of readjusting after something. The sixth step is supporting yourself with self-soothing. When you feel uncomfortable with someone else's negative feelings or energy, you need to support yourself through self-soothing and setting boundaries. So here are some self-soothing techniques. The first one is box breath. This is inhaling to the count of four, holding for the count of four, exhaling to the count of four, and holding for the count of four. So, right, and just repeating that as many times as you need. This is actually seeming really simple, but it's a really powerful practice that actually Navy SEALs use for anxiety attacks. So it is a powerful practice, box breath. The next one is the butterfly hug. And you can always use this in tandem with the box breath or on its own. The butterfly hug is a tapping technique. So what you're gonna do is take your hands like this, put them on your collarbones so that kind of your fingers are resting against your collarbone area. And we are just going to breathe with intention, paying attention to our breath and tapping our hands gently but firmly back and forth, alternating like this. And again, this is a simple seeming practice, but it actually taps into bilateral brain stimulation, and tapping is something that is wonderful for regulating our nervous system, for helping us self-soothe. So, butterfly hug, try it out. The next self-soothing technique is self-talk. So I like to call it empath affirmations. Even though they are upset, I am safe. I can remind myself that this is theirs, not mine. It's not my job to fix it. I know they can figure it out. I am safe. Repeating these simple affirmations help to regulate your body, help to self-soothe, and help to remind yourself of your boundaries. It helps you to remember that even though they are feeling upset, I am still safe and it is not my job. I can trust them to figure out their own stuff. The last self-soothing technique that I really like is grounding. So maybe I will go outside and sit on the grass. Maybe I'll go for a walk in nature, or if you can't go outside, you could imagine or visualize yourself outside at your favorite self-soothing place. I also have a safe place meditation that is a great tool for this, and I will link it in the description of this video. So, bringing it all together, Protecting your energy as an empath is one of the most challenging things, but I hope that these tips, these 6 steps, bring you comfort and peace in knowing that there are ways that you can protect yourself while remaining connected to your empathic gifts. Know that there is no quick fix, and the more that you practice these things, the better you will start to feel and the easier it will get to implement them. Here are some supportive journal prompts for you as well. You can think about, in what situations do I struggle the most with observing other people's energy? Is it a certain person? Is it a certain type of environment? And what do I need to change in these situations? What boundaries do I need to set to support that change? And what are some ways that I can take care of myself and help myself feel supported and soothed before or after difficult situations? Is there a unique affirmation that I resonated with that I can remind myself to help soothe myself and remember to hold my boundaries? I am an empath coach and a certified trauma support specialist, and also a master's student of marriage and family therapy, soon to be a licensed therapist. And these are the exact things that I have done and still practice to protect my energy. And I've also seen these steps help other empaths and highly sensitive people. And I've experienced for myself what a huge difference that they make in my life and my well-being. Because I've seen how struggling with absorbing other people's stuff is deeply connected to trauma that we have experienced in our life, and how doing deeper healing work is really necessary in order to fully heal and reprogram the stuff that keeps us trapped in anxiety and overwhelmed. So if you are ready to leave that pain behind and stop feeling stuck, stop letting trauma keep you stuck, my mentorship program is totally for you. For the past several years, I have been creating a mentorship program, and the doors will officially be opening very soon. It's called the Empath's Guide to Healing Mentorship, and it's a 12-week group coaching program for sensitive women who want to heal trauma that keeps them trapped in anxiety and depression, so that they can have healthy, fulfilling relationships, heal from narcissistic abuse. They can have a healthy, deep sense of self-love and know how to protect their energy and ultimately transform from wounded energy to empowered empath energy, because you deserve to live a life where you feel peace, where you have healthy relationships with others, where you can enjoy your empathic gifts, but too often, trauma and these painful patterns are what hold you back. So it is time to heal. Below, you will find the link to more information about my mentorship program, as well as the link to book a call with me if you would like to chat about if that is a good fit for you. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you soon.